This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. Completely unprepared. So we go with this. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you haven't joined them, you should. Recently, California with a K has passed a fresh batch of new laws restricting residents' right to keep and bear arms. See, they didn't have enough already. They're the new ground zero for American gun control. When these new measures are added to existing infringements on the California with a K firearm freedom, it's clear that the California with a K gun owners are sliding down the slippery slope to complete civilian disarmament. Which is why it's impossible to read NBCBayArea.com's article, Investigation, 70,000 Guns Lost or Stolen in California, Many Used in Later Crimes, without seeing it as a prelude to greater infringement. The article connects the dots between lost and stolen guns and gun violence, complete with lurid examples of some, like this. A six-month investigation found nearly 70,000 guns were lost or stolen in California over the last half decade, and many of these same guns were later used to commit other crimes. That's about 34 guns every day that are stolen from legal gun owners. Some were later used to kill innocent people across the state, people like Olga Donnelly, 84, who was tied up and shot once in the head in her Sonoma County home last year. Police seized multiple stolen guns from her suspected killers. And just one day before Donnelly was killed, 13-year-old Rashawn Harris was murdered in his driveway with a gun stolen from Stockton Mayor Anthony Silva's home. And that's just for starters. The numbers of guns lost or stolen in the study's five-year period aren't really that surprising. Despite the democratically controlled state's anti-gun jihad, California is still home to tens of millions of gun owners. A 2015 study estimated that some 20% of California residents own firearms. That's 20% of 35 million, 36 million, whatever it is. Assuming that the percentage of gun owners has remained the same, given the state's current population of roughly 40 million, that means there's currently 9.6 million California gun owners. 70,000 lost or stolen guns in 5 years equals 14,000 guns per year. So that means around 0.0015% of California's gun-owning population lose or have their guns stolen in an average year, an epidemic. No, this is not an epidemic. A piece of information that NBC somehow missed. They continue on. Just outside the Bay Area, stolen guns have helped fuel an epidemic of violence in Stockton. According to police data compiled by the NBC station, stolen guns have been seized in connection to more than 400 crimes in Stockton since 2010, including at least 12 homicides. Now I know what the answer here, of course, is mandatory safe storage laws. Like the one in place in San Francisco, requiring firearms to be unloaded and disarmed when stored. That's ignored by all the cops in San Francisco. especially the feds. And I know that if such a mandatory safe storage law saved just one life, it would be worth it. And if random home inspections are required to enforce this law, and just one visit saves just one life, then it's worth it. Which leads to a simple end point. If banning civilian firearms ownership saves just one life, it's worth it. Never mind all the lives saved and the property protected by civilian firearms ownership. As far as California statists are concerned, an ounce of prevention is worth any amount of cure. Yesterday, when I was preparing for yesterday's show, I had this little piece here, which is a different viewpoint than any that I have seen. Right now, we have President Obama openly castigating Donald Trump at a White House press conference with a foreign leader president. This is an extraordinary departure from American custom. Extraordinary. It comes at a time when the Democratic Party leaders, despite everything you hear in the news, have swallowed whole the idea that Trump is an aspiring dictator. When the producers of The Simpsons depict a Donald Trump figure sitting in a bed with a volume of Hitler, one can fairly say with Senator Harry Reid that the word is out. But who is really the aspiring dictator? Why did Obama denounce Trump from the White House podium? Was it his devotion to the Res Publica? Not if he was paving any thought to the prestige and dignity of the office. Was it out of service to a valued colleague? That's sort of doubtful. As Senator Sam Ervin said in another context, the Obama political machine is not a eleemosynary institution. The New York Times spoke to a so-called expert who said such a thing had not occurred in 64 years. So what did Obama's outburst mean to the learned person? Douglas Brinkley, a presidential historian, said it's a reflection of just how radical and dangerous President Obama feels that Trump is. Empty and meaningless would be praised for this assertion, at best. Even Obama's most insensate media supporters have had to notice how manic the president has been in the twilight of his term. How likely is it that Obama's frenzied efforts are aiming toward the marginal relevance of a post-presidency? Not likely. The president is working and working hard to gain a third term. Not merely for his policies, but actually for himself. He's obviously clever enough to know he cannot seek a third term outright. But the media powers that be would be happy to do him, for him to do it sub rosa. The crucial element in this scheme is the Clinton candidacy. Pantsuit is like a slot machine. In pursuit of personal interest, she'll do whatever it takes to please the greater powers. No matter what it takes to please the greater powers. In office, she would enjoy the prestige of being America's first Madam President while reprising her stint as Secretary of State, a record of service that runs the gamut from mediocre to dishonorable to scandalous. Now, in the meantime, Obama would become the Premier, and that's even better than being President. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we'll finish this little ditty. Because I never had thought of it this way. I had never thought of it this way. But it sort of makes sense to a certain degree. With all of the other things that come out about Hillary. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Call Defense. Old habits. The Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one of a of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready. If you are not a member, please become one. Please! Talking about possibilities in this next election, why certain things are happening now, why Obama's doing things that no other president's done in the last 65 years when it comes to watching the election, which is what he's doing. He's watching the election. When we left, I was talking about Hillary would be president, but he would be the premier. He would put his far from negligible brand at the service of Hillary's Potemkin presidency. Hillary will depend on Obama's superior ability to manage the coalition that gives him more power than any lame duck in history. For her part, Madam President would cover for Obama as he creates a social justice regime in the U.S. He already has a cadre of change makers in place. The Black Lives Matter movement. Obama said they are much better organizers than I was when I was their age, and I am confident that they're going to take America to new heights. Indeed, Obama and Hillary have already shown their mettle for social engineering on a global scale. In Guatemala since 2010, the Obama State Department has underwritten a movement called the Committee of United Campesinos, or CUC. For the CUC's benefit, the Guatemalan government has reduced the activity of the police to nearly zero. The CUC and associated human rights groups presently rule much of the countryside with their heavily armed militias. The militias have deposed local officials and substituted their own cadre. They have confiscated the properties of large landholders and forbidden the introduction of economic development projects that do not respect indigenous rights. The militias have trampled underfoot the rights of ordinary people and have kept them in dire poverty. Perversely, the very militias underwritten by the U.S. have boosted illegal immigration to the U.S. Steve Hecht, an American businessman and political analyst, is a long-term resident of Guatemala. He calls the recently announced Black Lives Matter platform identical to what the CUC has been doing for years under U.S. auspices. Dr. Armando de la Torre, the Dean of Graduate Social Studies at Guatemala's Francisco Marroquin University, is also a U.S. citizen. He told the Daily Caller, Obama is today the president of all Guatemalans, very few of whom know he is their actual ruler. The country's president, ministers, and Congress take their orders from the U.S. Embassy. Hillary Clinton has been a principal formulator of this policy, which is an obvious indicator of how she would like to do things in the United States. If only our laws and customs were to allow it. Potemkin presidency. Something to consider, because Hillary's got problems. She got a lot of problems. She got many problems. Coming out of the trace again, from talking about the New York City fast track gun control or fast track gun court. Not exactly what they think it was going to, or thought it was going to be anyway. One thing about the trace, though. One thing about the trace. For some reason, Bloomberg went out and hired some actual journalists to do his dirty work. So despite considerable evidence to the contrary, like the New York Times, journalists are required to present the facts of the story. So when the Trace's jobbing journalists tackled a story about New York City's Project Fast Track Gun Court program, part of the city's 200-member gun suppression division, they came face-to-face with its failure. They write, police are also making lots of weapons arrests. In 2015, there were more than 13,000 arrests where weapons charges were the top offense, 54% more than in crime fighter Rudy Giuliani's final year in office. Conviction rates are not keeping pace with the climbing caseload. Statistics from the state's Division of Criminal Justice indicate that the ratio of convictions to arrest in cases where a weapons charge was the top offense dropped to 18% from 2009-2013, down from 40% in the 1994-1998 period.
That was buried in an article by Janet Murphy. But despite the fact that it's being buried, it's impossible to avoid the simple truth. The city's hugely expensive effort to get guns off the street is a bust. It's not working. Speaking of busts, the reason conviction rates suck is bad, or at least difficult police work. It seems to be beyond the NYPD's powers to establish probable cause for many, if not most, of their stops. Not to mention the cops' inability to preserve evidence or establish ownership of the errant firearm, or the department's lack of enthusiasm for fingerprinting confiscated weapons. Brooklyn Law Professor Bennett Capers points out, officers have a difficult time because they're not legal experts. Surprisingly, the Trace gives Mr. Capers' common sense criticism of the entire effort column inches before finding a quote that puts lipstick on the proverbial pig. As powerful as the desire to remove guns from circulation might be, Capers wonders if resources might be better spent focusing on the guns that actually have been used to commit crimes. I'm actually sort of thinking our homicide clearance rate is still way too low. We only solve two-thirds of homicides. Nationally, the FBI reports a homicide clearance rate of 64%. It can be much lower in high-crime cities. There are people who've already been shot. We ought to address that, too. Or maybe the effectiveness of gun courts at surmounting the challenges of evidence en route to swift and certain justice is beside the point. As LeBond notes, even when an illegal gun is ruled inadmissible in court and the person accused of carrying it goes free, they don't get the firearm back. He says, at a minimum, you're taking that gun off the street. So, if the 200-member team confiscates one gun, is it worth it? No, it isn't worth it. It isn't worth it. No. So, bear that in mind as well. It's interesting, these moments of inadvertent candor that come out of these guys. And they go largely unseen because nobody's reading them. Nobody. How many of you go to the Trace? I don't go to the Trace. I only go to the Trace when I'm looking for something to talk about. We'll be right back.
American-made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the second call defense. I had to do that on purpose that way. Second call defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. I highly recommend it. Out there in social media, there's a new group out there, a new group advocating gun control has appeared. And this time, rationality need not apply. The group calls themselves the Betsy Riot, call on members to prank, lambast, and generally F up gun culture. Their website advocates individual acts of gun culture sabotage or public disruption while insisting that members respect the anonymity of others. It's always cute to see groups who yearn to attack the rights of others while insisting on protecting their own. Cute right up until the moment that disgust takes over. The website suggests that printing out the sticker templates they offer and putting them on public property would be an ever so naughty thing to do. Using markers is also mentioned for people who lack a printer. Though perhaps they're only interested in trolling on Twitter as the hashtags Betsy Riot and F your guns indicate by the proliferation of accounts that have popped up in the last few days to spew insults at gun owners before blocking them in fear. golly. Perhaps the Betsys have in mind the incident several years ago in which the names and addresses of gun permit holders in the counties around New York City were published by the Journal News. If you're going to go around defacing property, as in, for example, pasting stickers in magazines on a rack for sale in a store, you deserve anonymity in the minds of some gun control advocates. But if you're a gun owner who went through the honors process of following the law in New York, your exercise of rights is a matter of public record that can be announced to the world and to any thief who takes the time to read the newspaper. In the mind of the activist, all too often, everything is acceptable in pushing the agenda. That much is abundantly clear. What isn't so easy to understand is why gun control advocates believe that harassment and sneering will win over support for their cause. The phenomenon of Donald Trump as presidential candidate has caused dismay among talking heads and among people who are concerned for the well-being of this nation. But there is a strong current of populism of reaction against these out-of-touch elites. Was that David from San Francisco by chance, Ben? Well, it might have been David. David, if it was you from San Francisco, you little coward! Okay, got that off my chest. Some of this has been shared by the many people who supported Bernie Sanders during the primaries and who had their goals squashed by the Democratic National Committee. And this is merely the latest example of Americans not liking being talked down to. Just as the middle of the country would object to salsa coming from New York City, or at least in the famous commercial of a while ago, we don't see why our gun laws or the other rules that govern our lives should be formulated from on high and far away without reference to our needs and concerns. And ultimately, that is what will be the downfall of gun control. Telling Americans that we must be controlled for our own good is exactly the worst way to go about achieving your goal. And advocating trolling or property destruction isn't that much better. So many people who demand gun control fail to realize that gun owners aren't going to give up or go away. We figured out something a long time ago. Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. Raven wants to go shoot. Let's go shoot. We're going to go shoot this coming weekend. All right. There is no appeasing these people. There's no getting along with them. There's no middle ground. I admire somebody like Maj DeRay, who's getting out there and trying to approach them. And he may be successful. He may be exactly what we've been needing. For me, it's a lost cause. A abjectly lost cause. A almost fighting time lost cause. The fact that this is lost on some of these anti-gunners is a little troubling for me, to be honest with you. I mean, do they not understand that we are? I mean, we are the ones that are willing to go out there and do what has to be done, at least from the veteran community anyway. And there's enough of us out there in the veteran community that would do what had to be done, if that's what it comes down to. But in the law enforcement community, too, and, you know, I know a couple of the guys that are out there that have both, and those are some really interesting individuals to be hanging out with, and I am happy I get to. But this idea that you can come after my rights and insist upon your rights being protected and sacrosanct, and, you know, you only apply the Constitution when it's out there. The Constitution is not a living, breathing document. It is set in stone. In stone. All of the things it says shall not. Founding Fathers meant for it to be that way, and it doesn't matter that it happened 200 some odd years ago. There's certain basic fundamental principles. I mean, the way you set up foxholes today in combat today against ground troops is about the same as it was during the time of the Alexander the Great. Not been a whole lot of change in that. There's only so many ways to do so many things. This supposition that we could be shamed, or this supposition that we can be disrupted or something else. This is like a bunch of, and I hate to use this. I saw this movie called PU, which was, or PCU, Politically Correct University, had Jeremy Piven in it. And everybody had a protest cause, and that, there were the womenists and the radical vegans and all these others, and Piven's group would just go around just doing exactly the opposite of whatever they would be protesting against so that they would get mad at them, and it was hilarious. But it's come true! And getting out there and protesting me, who they don't know, who they're never going to see. They're never going to see me in the newspaper having committed a crime. They might see me in the paper committing a defense against a crime, but not a crime. I'm harmless to them. Getting out there from on high, being out there in New York saying the whole nation needs to be gun-free. Who are you? Who do you think you are? Because your opinion doesn't really mean a damn to me. I couldn't care less what you think or what you believe. And you need to keep that in consideration as a matter of your own self-preservation. Today, Trump made a reference to Hillary and the Second Amendment, and he got out there and said that, the Second Amendment exists if she were to try to do that, which was not a threat against her. It's a mere fact. It's a mere fact. And it boils down to this. The sheep don't get to tell the dogs what to do. Sit there and graze, would you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. I got that. I only missed that one time, right, Ben? Only once. From the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. No matter how you carry it, no matter where you carry it, join Second Call Defense if you're carrying a gun for self-defense. At the DNC, Hillary Clinton was out there and had to make the following statements, and this is bad when you have to make these statements to clarify your position. She said, I'm not here to repeal the Second Amendment. I'm not here to take away your guns. Disavowing this was necessary because Clinton has made gun control a centerpiece of her presidential campaign, contrary to the conventional wisdom against the political risk that this entails. Now, her assurances ring hollow, since it's pretty clear she not only does not value the individual right to keep and bear arms, but does not believe it that it is guaranteed by the Constitution either. After Democrats' losses in the 1994 congressional elections and the 2000 presidential contest were widely blamed on their support for gun control, they changed their platform. In 2004, Democrats promised to protect Americans' Second Amendment right to own firearms. While the 2008 and 2012 platforms both included this sentence, we recognize the individual right to bear arms is an important part of the American tradition and will preserve Americans' Second Amendment right to own and use firearms. This year, they erased the Second Amendment from their platform, reverting to the approach they took in 2000 and earlier. The 2016 platform mentions the rights of responsible gun owners, but says nothing about the extent of those rights or the legal basis for them. Second Amendment's excision from the Democratic platform is consistent with the opinion from Pantsuit, the District of Columbia versus Heller, the 2008 case in which the Supreme Court recognized or affirmed, finally,
that the Second Amendment protects an individual right to armed self-defense was wrongly decided. She doesn't think the Supreme Court is supreme either. At the very least, that position means Clinton thinks the Second Amendment does not guarantee the right to use guns for self-defense in the home, since the law overturned in Heller made it impossible to exercise that right. But her disagreement with the Supreme Court goes even further. Back in June, and we've talked about this already before, when she was on TV on ABC's network, George Stephanopoulos pressed her to say whether an individual's right to bear arms is a constitutional right. She repeatedly dodged the question, but then she said, if it is a constitutional right, then it, like every other constitutional right, is subject to reasonable regulation. She seemed to be casting doubt as to whether she believes that it should, that there is a constitutional right to firearms, but that even voters who do believe that should be okay with their gun control proposals. Those proposals seem to be to cause reason to doubt her sincerity. They're saying, Ben, that is GCN offline?
Yeah.
But we're still going out.
Correct.
Okay. This is why this stream, the streams that I do, are so important. But anyway, back to doubting pantsuit sincerity. She wants to ban so-called assault weapons, repeal the federal law that shields gun suppliers from legal liability for criminal misuse of their products, and create a new category of people who are legally disqualified from owning firearms, and extend the federal background check requirement to all gun transfers. So in other words, into your backyard on that one. So in other words, she wants to arbitrarily restrict the kinds of guns Americans can legally buy, create a new financial threat to the industry that provides the means for armed self-defense, take away people's constitutional rights without due process, and block gun purchases by cannabis consumers, people with non-violent felony records, and anyone who was ever forcibly treated for suicidal impulses. If you're taking the Second Amendment seriously, these are not policies that someone would favor. The night before, Clinton promised to work tirelessly with responsible gun owners to pass common sense reforms. Survivors of mass shootings and relatives of people who died in them ascended the stage to make the case for those policies. Like the speeches at the Republican convention about people murdered by illegal immigrants, these presentations were long on emotion and short on logic. When you consider the details of those mass shootings, it is clear the policies that Clinton favors would not have prevented them. Presenting those horrifying deaths as reason to enact Clintonian-style gun control is not an argument. It's a non sequitur. At best. According to a tweet from the Clinton campaign, this naked attempt at emotional manipulation was the first time in hashtag Dem convention history that the gathering included a full feature on the impact of gun violence. You guys will have to decide whether it is the last. It should most certainly be the last. Let me explain to you what my problem is with gun control. Gun control saves nobody. And in a lot of cases, gun control causes death. Okay? If you are a law-abiding citizen in this country today, the founders wanted you to have your God-given rights. They recognized that there was such a thing as God, you know, God-given, you're born with them rights. They got that. And they wanted you to have them. And when they put this, you know, Constitution together, some of them fully expected there to be violent revolutions along the way, up to this point, more than one. Now we exist in a time where people say, well, you know, you guys couldn't stop our military. We wouldn't have to face our military. You know, that's the thing they don't take into consideration, because our military comes from us. And our military, in a lot of cases, is us. Well, you couldn't handle law enforcement. Well, law enforcement's not going to be down for that either. The majority of law enforcement will be on our side. So all of the players, all of the quote-unquote enforcers that they would throw at us, they're not going to play this game. And that is the part that is the biggest stunner for me. Because they seem to want to, I don't know if they think that they're just going to say it and we're just going to buy it like Hillary is, where she's saying, well, you know, if it is a constitutional right, then it is subject to reasonable regulations. I don't believe that. The problem with the country today is all of the damn reasonable regulations. So I look at these guys and I look at the gun control they propose and I look at the fact that it would stop nothing. We've had some of these things before. It stopped nothing. It made no dent whatsoever. Going after the long guns, going after the ARs and the such because they looked so dangerous is the stupidest thing you could do because we already know how many people die from these things. If you really want to stop premature death in the United States where it comes with guns, do something about suicide. Not about suicide with guns, but about suicide, because nearly as many people kill themselves without guns as do with them. You would stop 40-some-odd thousand deaths doing that. You would stop that. Support people like Maj Touré. He'll get out there and make a dent on this 50-50 thing. He'll make a dent on it. He and people like him will make a dent on it. A little education will go a long way. If you want to really do something like that. No, we got to go after guns. We got to have gun bans. We got to have this. We got to have that. We got to have pantsuit who's got to get out of there and say, I'm not here to repeal the Second Amendment. I say to you that if you've got to be, if that's got to be part of your speech, there's something really wrong with your campaign. Doing it again in 21 hours between now and then. Just remember what I always say. Stay safe. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.